My husband of 47 years contacted his high school sweetheart and is in the 18th month of a long-distance affair. We are together on and off. Conversations degenerate into angry one-sided tirades that last up to 10 hours. Whoa. I am becoming emotionally and physically ill. How can I stop the verbal attacks? Answer, you can't. Whether or not how your husband speaks to you is up to your husband. So you can't stop them. However, how our spouse speaks to us while it's up to them is influenced by us, right? I mean, how we speak to somebody, the energy we put out to somebody, is certainly influenced by how they treat us, isn't it? So too, how we treat them influences how they treat us. So you can't stop the verbal attacks, but you can influence how he chooses to treat you. How do you do that? Everybody knows what I'm going to say now. The whole program is an answer to that question, right? He is verbally attacking you in that way because he feels justified in doing so. He feels you deserve it. I'm not saying you deserve it. Of course you don't. Nobody does. And there is no justification for treating somebody that way. But he feels you do. The more consistently you employ the principles and practices that I'm teaching, the less justified he will feel in treating you that way. One other point on this question. Interesting, a friend called me just a few days ago and asked me a question about a friend of his who claims that they were being, quote, verbally abused. I put that in quotes because, as you may know, I'm not a big fan of that term. For reasons I won't get into right now. But anyway, this woman's being verbally abused. And, you know, what should she do about that? How should she handle this? And could she still benefit from my program despite the fact that this was the case? So I explained to him that from what he explained to me about her situation, that one of the reasons why her husband was treating her this way was because he was being emotionally manipulative, which is wrong, of course. I mean, to treat a woman in the way it was being described, totally inappropriate. But why was he doing it? He was doing it because he felt the need to have emotional control over her. And why was he able to emotionally control her with his words? It's really because of her weakness, not his, right? I mean, if you started to attack me about the terrible scar I have on my face, if you started to berate me about it, tease me about it, try to manipulate me about it, you would fail. I wouldn't be the least bit moved. Why? Because I don't have a scar on my face. So if all of these things that your husband is saying to you is, quote, verbally abusive, which of course means that it's not true, right? It's not true. Well, if it's not true, then why does it matter to you? Right? In other words, the reason why people speak to us in that verbally abusive way is because they're getting something out of it. What are they getting out of it? They're getting emotional control. They're manipulating our emotions. They're getting us to react in a certain way. Our response to them is empowering them to continue to behave this way. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not justifying their behavior. There is no reason and no excuse for them to treat us that way. But still, even though we can't control how they treat us, we can control how we respond to how they treat us, and we cannot deny that how we respond to how they treat us will dramatically influence how they continue to treat us. And the reason why this man was being, quote, emotionally abusive of this woman is because he was able to accomplish with her what he wanted to accomplish simply through words. And the reason he's able to do that is because of her weakness, not his. It's really something to think about. When I shared this with my friend, he was quite inspired to speak with her further, because he could tell from what he understood about her situation that what I was saying was right on, dead on.